This is Gary Baker.
And I'm Edward Dell.
And we're here for the last segment of the Internet Advisor Show this afternoon. When we're complete, we'll have 2 hours, and you'll be able to listen to the podcast if you go to either iTunes or Podcast Detroit or our site, internetadvisor.net. While we have a moment, and so that I don't forget at the very end of the show, I want to thank the people behind the glass. And actually, it's just our engineer, Rich Lewinsky, Lewinsky. And Logan Stanfer, you're not behind the glass. You're here in the studio with us. Normally, Foster pays you to kind of answer our questions, and you've been on the air, so hopefully your dad will hear this, or your grandfather, excuse me, will hear this. So,
one day out of the studio, and I've taken over.
Yeah, hey, that's right. We'll have to.
Okay, it's in the genes.
Tell him, yes. So, because we don't have call-ins this week, but we do have people that have sent us questions. Ed, what are some of the questions that have come in this week?
You know, well, this is quite a common problem, and what happens if your hard drive fails, and people, you know, that do not back up or they haven't backed up recently, we got something from, boy, and they didn't even write their name, but they just their email address, and their hard drive failed. And they wanted to know if there was any local companies that could actually recover the data on the hard drive. And I mean, I only know of two companies. There's one in Southfield called datarecoverygroup.com.
Yep. And I've used them, and they're pretty good, but they're a little expensive.
They're very expensive. Yep. I haven't looked at their prices recently, but 5 years ago, I mean, you're looking in the thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
So it better be worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, and then sometimes when I did send it to them, for a corporation, it was $9,000.
Oh, really?
So you better want that data, and it might be that much.
I think it's a little less today, but...
Yeah, yeah. And the other one is OnTrack, OnTrack.com. And they've been making software for a while, and you can actually download some of their software. They used to provide the software that you could attempt to recover some of the data yourself. I'm not sure if they still do that. It used to ship with Western Digital hard drives, still a very reputable company. You mail it to them, and... you know, with a data recovery group, you can actually take it there and they'll give you an estimate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's at least they have a storefront.
So, so anybody that has to, now, you know, the best advice that we could give is make sure you back up and then you don't have to do this.
Do you want to spend $1,000 later when your hard drive fails? Or do you want to buy a $39 hard drive in an external tray or a flash drive and back up your data to that?
Or just back up to the cloud and have it done automatically. Right?
Perfect. So many of us have free cloud-based storage based on our email address. If you use Google and have a Gmail account, if you have a Microsoft Hotmail account, if you're a subscriber to the Office
365.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. You get free space.
Yep.
So
and what's another question that came in?
You know, I ran across this issue, but we talked about this earlier with Tim from about.com. But what happens if my Windows 8 or 8.1 fails to upgrade to Windows 10? What happens? You know, I can go back to my previous operating system, but it continues to fail. What can I do? Well, what I did when this happened to me is I downloaded a fresh copy of... first, I backed up all the data on my computer.
Yep, always do that.
Always do that. And then I installed a fresh copy of Windows 8.1 on there as if it came from the manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the Microsoft site and download Windows 8.1 and put it on a flash drive and then reinstall Windows 8.1 on your computer. Well... in the old days, we used to have to keep track of our product key or our license key that was from Windows. You don't have to do that on modern computers. That license key is actually embedded on the motherboard or inside the BIOS of your computer. So if you wanted to, you could replace your hard drive, completely replace your hard drive, throw a new hard drive in there, download Windows 8.1 on your computer, and install it. Microsoft will not even bother you to... for a product key, and then once it'll ask you for your Microsoft Outlook account.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've done that, you can immediately upgrade to Windows 10, and then you'll be good to go, and then copy your data back in there.
So that'd be a really great way if again you're trying to upgrade and it fails.
That's correct,
right.
That's correct. And I did that. I wanted to install like a beta copy of of Windows 10,
right.
And I was able to do that process on another hard drive I had before the official version of Windows 10 came out.
So that happens very infrequently, but for some people it does happen.
Yeah.
And when it does, then this is a great way to deal with it. And there's other ways, but this is free.
This is free.
Yeah.
And you know what I did when I actually downloaded? I have, you know, all these old flash drives. Mm-hmm. You can go out and buy a 128 gigabyte flash drive for $22.
I know.
I could not believe that.
Isn't it amazing?
USB 3, just incredible. I mean, that's half the size of my wife's hard drive. I mean, nuts. So what I did is I went to Microsoft's website, downloaded a clean copy of Windows 7, ISO install, Windows 8.1, and Windows 10, and I put them each on a flash drive, because
so
Microsoft
it, right.
Microsoft provided the utilities to create a bootable USB media with those operating systems. So I have those now. So if my son or daughter or wife's computer crashes, I don't have to worry about the product keys. I can go out to and get a new hard drive, pop it in there. Say if their hard drive dies, and I can just select the proper operating system and install it, and we're good to go.
I have a question. Didn't you have to pay for the licenses when you downloaded those?
No, that's it. Microsoft provides you the installation media. You don't have to pay for them anymore. You just have to provide your license key that was provided by your OEM manufacturer.
Okay, so you have to keep the license key.
That's the thing. You don't have to. It's stored in the BIOS.
Okay.
Of your computer or the firmware of your computer. You may have to download the correct copy of Windows 8.1. Say if I had a Lenovo computer, then I would have to download Windows 8.1 OEM from our original equipment manufacturer, and I could not download Windows 8.1, you know, for consumer. So there is a selection process, and Microsoft does provide drop-down windows when you select the operating system.
So we have time, if you make it quick, for one last one.
We had a call or an email a couple weeks ago that had an Sony Vaio laptop. And when they complained that their cursor was bouncing all over the screen. And I've seen this many times.
So I know what's going to happen. Go ahead.
And I've seen this many times.
Yep.
And this person denied it completely. And what I was telling him was that their palm or their thumb was touching or close to the touchpad on their laptop. What happens with these touchpads is over time they become oversensitized, and or sometimes you become less sensitized and you don't even realize your palm's touching
it. You're letting your palm lay on it.
Yes,
right?
And wherever your cursor was on the screen, that's where your mouse snapped to because your palm touched the touchpad or the mouse. The simplest solution is to disable your touchpad.
So my wife has a simpler one.
Yes.
It involves two pieces of tape and a 3x5 card.
I like it. I have not even heard of that.
Yeah, she just put it over the top, taped it on. So, and I said, really?
I think I'm going to do that when I get home.
Yeah. I said, really? You're doing that? She goes, every once in a while, I want to open it up and, you know, like put my finger under it and do something with it. But most of the time, I don't want it to make my cursor jump all over the place.
Now, a lot of people use an external wireless mouse, and that's fine.
Yep.
But other people can always use their computer, and why is it doing it now? And as I said at the beginning, sometimes these things oversensitize.
Over time, right?
Over time.
Yep.
And you may have to reduce the sensitivity.
Yeah,
and
that's
you can do that
way.
In the control panel under mouse entries.
Okay, that's great. Well, you just listened to Ed Riddell talk a little bit about some of the answers that he gives when people send in their questions online. But we are here on Saturdays on WJR or on our affiliate stations or in podcasts. So you can always find us at internetadvisor.net. This is Gary Baker and
Ed Riddell.
And
we'll see you next week.
We're going to say goodbye. Thank you again, Tina, Margaret Quinahan, and Logan Stanifer. We appreciate you coming in and sharing your time with us here on the Internet Advisor. Thank you for listening. We appreciate the fact that you listen to us, and hopefully you'll listen to us next week.